Thanks, Rob. It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer. Tonight, no exception, we welcome jazz and soul singer Lily Kay in studio.
Hey.
Lily just released her second studio album, Magic, at the end of last year. She's a Chicago staple, worked with several Chicago musicians, including her band and her producers like Peter Cottontail, hip-hop artists like Chance the Rapper, Vic Mensa, just to name a few. Lily Kay is here tonight. She's doing a residency every Tuesday night in May at the Alice in the lobby of the Soho Hotel, and also doing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald on May 31st at Untitled. Lily Kay, welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
So we're excited. We're going to hear some live music tonight. Last time we talked, you were here right around Thanksgiving time. We talked about Magic coming out. How's it been? How has the record been received? How do you feel, you know, having a couple months under your belt when it comes to putting out new music?
It's been fun. You know, we kind of rushed putting that out just because the timing felt so perfect. You know, the song being about women being magical in the face of misogyny. And, you know, it was going on in November. And so
still going on today.
It's still going on now. But so, yeah, that's why we kind of rushed to put that one out. And I got a great response. Different like rape crisis centers and domestic violence centers shared it. Violent studies programs at universities really? Shared the video. It was really awesome to see like that powerful
was
of
that,
a response.
Was that something that you thought was possible? Like that was going to be a part of the music? Because you put out a song that was, and we talked about Magic last time you were on, just sort of like an empowerment song that was really going after the feel of the country at the time right after the election. But I mean, yeah, but the idea of this being accepted by, like you said, different places and communities and universities, things like that, that's something
that's
different
like
for a soul singer.
Definitely the highest honor I think I could achieve. It's, you know, we as creatives, we love just making our art and it's fun and it's our passion, but I don't think anything feels as good as really knowing that your music has helped someone or has impacted somebody in a positive way. And so that's why it was so crazy to have, you know, these legitimate centers that help women thinking my art could help other women.
I mean, that's not the whole album. The whole album is, you know, you got a lot of different stuff on there. But the obviously, that being the single, and we'll hear that tonight as well, the track
yes.
Magic. I mean, it really, I mean, to see your success and to have shows, you know, around that. And like you just talked about the universities and the different community agencies and things that are supporting you. I mean, think about, it's interesting, as an artist, you can have message in the music.
Yeah.
And that's something that you don't necessarily see that much with jazz and soul singers. I mean, it's a lot of party music. It's a lot of improv music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lot of love songs.
Yeah.
But there's not going to be much in the genre of besides civil rights. I mean, civil rights, of course, with Curtis Mayfield, people like that. But in this day and age, you don't see that as much. So it is a little bit of a step out.
Yeah. And I think it kind of pays homage to the origins of jazz. You know, it was kind of viewed as the more revolutionary genre of its time. You know, it was illegal to play in certain places. And so I think it's always kind of been a form of protest music. And I just think it's important that, especially when, you know, every day we see such terrible things happening and terrible people doing terrible things. And it's like, what can we do? Like this, you know, we all have our own thing in our life that we do, whether it's working at a bank or whether it's, you know, having your own web series or anything. Like we all have a chance to make a positive impact. And so I think whether it's as small as having a conversation with somebody or writing a song about a topic that really matters to you, I think it's really important now more than ever to kind of use whatever we have to fight for a better world for everyone.
You know, I say jazz and soul, and there's obviously a crossover there. Which comes first for you? I mean, do you consider yourself first a jazz singer? I mean, talk about how you got into jazz.
Yeah, well, jazz was when I came up mainly with like gospel and Motown. That's what my mom kind of raised me on. A little bit of classic rock as well. And I was always surrounded by these giant, huge, booming voices, which I loved, but I didn't really have myself. And the first time I heard jazz, I was around 11 or 12, and it just made sense to me. That was like, oh, that's what my voice is. That's what my voice sounds like. I heard Ella Fitzgerald, and it just clicked. So as far as my voice goes, I think I have a jazz voice, but I've been so influenced by gospel and soul and funk and rock and, you know, so many genres.
Yeah, right.
And so that's what's really cool about our new project is we kind of went into it without any genre in mind. And so we just wanted to create without boundaries. And it's not just me, it's my band and I writing this whole project. So you don't only have my influences, you have all of their influences. And we all have pretty similar tastes. You know, we decided to be in a group together, but we all have, you know, very different stories and different backgrounds. And it's really cool to kind of throw everything together and see what we came up
with.
When
you approach a project like that, where you say, no genre, we're not going to do the genre, we're going to go in there and we're start working on this music. Do you find yourself falling into to old patterns? Meaning sort of like you start to approach it as a soul singer and you're like, wait, we're not doing just soul music. I mean,
Not necessarily, but I think sometimes I have to remind myself, like, it's okay to be outside of the box. You know, because I do songwriting for other people as well. And sometimes, you know, you write this thing, you're like, oh, this is a little too pop for this. So I don't know, this is a little too edgy for this. It's like, oh, I don't have to do that. I don't have to check myself here. I can just create. Right. And it's also awesome because, you know, as working in a group, it's easy for us to kind of snap each other out of bad habits or be like, no, that's weird, but go for it. It's really cool.
How is it as an artist? I've always been admired people who can write music for other people as a career, as a job, and be able to create and produce their own music as well. How do you talk about that experience and how you sort of separate them so that one is work and one is passion?
Yeah, they're just totally different experiences. So when I write for myself, it's very personal. I can not be afraid to say certain things. You know, it's my art form. And when I write for myself, I don't necessarily sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write a song today. I more so let it come to me. So sometimes I'll write a song in 5 minutes, and sometimes it'll take me 3 months to find like what I want to do for a bridge for a song. When I'm writing for other people, I kind of look at it more as like a puzzle. And so it's like, okay, I make up almost a whole scenario in my head, and I can, or sometimes I think of like a love movie, say it's a love song, and I think of a love story that in a movie I like, and I write a song about that story. And so it's more just figuring it out, and it's like a game, and it's really, really fun. But that's how I'm able to separate it, so I can save my personal stuff for me. And then
You the kind of writer who writes a song and submits it and says, this is for you, take it? Or are you the kind of writer who has the musician part of you also have to play, you have to play with the musicians you're writing for?
I think it's always fun to work hands-on with whatever artist ends up doing that song. And like, I'm still fairly new to this writing for other people thing. So I don't have the most experience in the world with which I prefer, cause I've done both. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's cool too, to kind of, you write this kind of outline of a song for somebody, and then you send it off and you're able to see what their artistry does with it, which is also really cool, especially when you're writing for artists admire. And then you hear what they do with it and you're like, oh my God, you're so good. I'm so happy you are singing this song. But then it's also cool to, you know, be hands on with somebody and kind of help them execute the vision you had.
I know a couple people who are songwriters who also write their own stuff. And the only takeaway that I ever hear from them is that the hours are just crazy. Like that you essentially start at midnight and you roll till 6. That's when,
enjoy writing in the middle of the night. I've had a lot of great day sessions in my life. I think that's totally not the way it has to be. Every once in a while we have all night sessions. But I mean, even with our album, we wrote most of everything during the day.
Wow.
You know, in bed by 11, not by 11, but you know, get home in time, make some dinner, hang out.
Hey,
but
your time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Lily Kay is in studio. She's a jazz and soul singer here in Chicago. Her album is called Magic. She's going to perform the title track coming up here in just a moment. We'll take a quick break. We'll sound check. We'll get the band ready to go. And we will have live music in Studio 435 here on The Download. Stay with us. Tonight on WGN-TV, Mark Sapelsa takes you inside the mind of a neo-Nazi. WGN-TV investigates tonight at 9. It's The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. What do we got? Myron's got an ish with the drums. Bob's checking it out. Studio 435. Our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer. Tonight, in studio, jazz and soul singer Lily Kay with the Lily Kay Band. Myron Cherry and Cullen Bogan in studio. Phil and Matthew not here tonight, so it's a three-piece. I need to correct myself. I said the album was called Magic. It's Planet of Flowers. Sorry about that, Lily. The track is called Magic, the title or the single off the record. We're going to hear that now. Right now, there's a residency every Tuesday night in May at the Alice in the lobby of the Soho Hotel. Also a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald on May 31st at Untitled. We'll be hearing more about Ella a little bit later in the show. But right now, Studio 435, here is the Lily K Band with Magic.
Your midriff showing my how daring. I can't help it, don't be selfish. Tell you to smile, don't be a bit about it. Do as I say, on your back delay. Take it in your dress like you wanted it anyway. Don't you cry, I'll say you lied. But believe my sign, cause I'm the guy. Now you see, that's the type of shit that weak, pathetic boys try. Try to dim a light. I said a woman is magic. A woman gave you
Band in studio here. Cullen Bogan, Myron Cherry as well. Myron on the drums, Cullen on the guitar. Of course, Lily Kay on the vocals. The track Magic off the album Planet of Flowers. You can see Lily every Tuesday night in May at the Alice in the lobby of the Soho Hotel on Green Street in the West Loop. Also, she'll be doing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald on May 31st at Untitled. We'll have more here in Studio 435 with Lily Kay and the Lily Kay Band here on the Download 720 WGN. Stay with us. All right, more with Lily K coming up here on the Download, Studio 435. Just heard the track Magic coming up. We'll hear some new stuff and tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. How fun will that be? She's got the big show tributing Ella up on May 31st at Untitled. And then also she is in residency at the Alice in the Soho House lobby every Tuesday in May. So there you go. Coming up here after the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WG in Chicago. It's Download. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio, Studio 435 tonight. Lily Kay and the Lily Kay Band. That is Lily Kay, Cullen Bogan, Myron Cherry. We just heard a little bit of their work, the track Magic off the album Planet of Flowers. Lily Kay, is the whole band there at the Alice? Are you guys all at the...
At the Alice is actually just Cullen and I doing acoustic.
Just the two of us.
Yeah. That is at the Soho Hotel on Tuesday nights, and then you're doing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald on May 31st at Untitled.
Yeah,
as well.
And that's actually a trio show with the three of us.
All right, there we go.
Just the three of you.
All right, so let's talk about. What I'm interested in. You guys talked, Lily. You talked a little bit about the idea of sort of coming to the music without genre, and when you're working with musicians, especially when you guys are in collaborative form. Let's talk to the band a little bit about what are the challenges of doing that, Cullen? Like the idea of trying to clear your mind of a certain specific sound or genre that you're going for and just sort of work off each other.
Well, for me, actually, when I work with Lily, I have something in mind, like, oh, I want to do like this genre or this genre. And then I work with her and it just doesn't go that route.
It always changes.
You know? So I'll be listening to a record like, oh, I want to do like something that's more dancey for this one, and then
it doesn't work
at the end of the session. No. It's like that's not where this is going.
I feel like we give it an effort, but then the song just takes a life of its own.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's me and Lily working like the initial thoughts, and then the rest of the band comes in and changes it.
Well, I mean, that's a good,
in a good way. In a
that's
good
a good night. Question. I mean, how often does a collaboration flower into a song, and how much of it is sort of like, well, that was a good session, guys, but we're not going to use any of it?
A good amount of the time, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, oh, okay, well, we didn't get anything today. We'll get back to it later. Mm-hmm. And then there's situations where we're like, beating a dead horse.
Like just trying to make a song work and it just doesn't work.
Trying and trying. And then all of a sudden it just happens over time.
Lily, how much do you guys take, how much do you all take from the sort of components of jazz, the idea of improvisation and trying to start something for fresh, you know, just sort of like you guys all collaborating in the moment as opposed to coming in with a structure and sort of working out the arrangement of a song?
I personally say that is the sole basis of how we even get things together. Like, we'll just be like, okay, so I'll just play this and see what happens. It's like one of the songs, like me and Cullen were writing some things together. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, I should play a beat that goes like this. And then Cullen was like, oh, well, I can put this over it. And then all of a sudden, after they got together and after other people heard it, it was like, oh, this actually turned into something.
It's like layering almost, right?
We've also, sometimes if we do like jam sessions, Myron records them all the time, like, you know, live performance jam sessions. Right, and so we'll listen back and see if we have any ideas that we can turn into songs.
We used one of them.
We used one of them for the album. Mm-hmm.
That's
really
great.
Cool.
I love that process. That's a process where you can go back and you can edit and you can sit as together. You can say, you know, you give each other ideas, things like that.
Yeah.
I recommend that to all artists.
It's so cool. There's actually one song. It's the next song we're performing, actually. Myron and I started writing it like 2 years ago and then completely abandoned it. And Cullen and I were in a writing session one day and he remembered my melody from it. And then we turned it into a whole song. Yeah, you did. He's shaking his head that he didn't. No, he was like, do you remember that one song? And it turned into a whole song. And he was like, I'd never thought we would make a song out of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
We don't even remember.
You mentioned earlier, I mean, the idea that you could do a lot of this production for this record in the daytime, you know, as opposed to nighttime. How much of your life is music? I mean, are you the guys all musicians who just do music all day and night, and you don't have any other sort of day job or anything that gets in the way of it?
Yeah, it's like 26-12. That's how. Yeah, it's no, 24/7 doesn't exist in my world. It's right. Like 20-20-20, like all the time, every time. It's like weird parts of the night, 3 a.m., I'm up. Like, oh, yes, I have an idea, or I'm laying in bed with my iPad or something like that.
And to be a musician, a working musician, I mean, does that mean you take on just a ton of different gigs to play drums? Or, I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, that's. Yeah. I mean, for people at home listening going, oh, these guys are full-time musicians, that doesn't necessarily mean the three of you are
We're not like the Lily
Kay
band is.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
like,
you guys are working musicians. You're playing in different bands, right?
Yeah, like I was just in Michigan over the weekend, and then coming back from Michigan, I went straight to church.
Yeah,
and then I had a rehearsal after that, and then, you know, came home, worked on some ideas, put together some arrangements for another group, you know.
Yeah, right.
Woke up today, worked more ideas.
Yeah, that's that Chicago hustle.
Yeah.
But what's kind of cool about this group in particular is, like, when we get together, it's like we're all kind of writing together, and it's become our group. And I've never wanted it to just be like, oh, I have some musicians playing for me. That's never the vision I had in mind for my band.
And that has to be a big part of the collaboration. I mean, for you guys to be able to get together, like you said, Myron, and be able to do this kind of style where you sort of layer, that does have some ownership to it in the sense that it's not just one musician coming in with their vision and everyone else plays.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Lily Kay and the Lily Kay Band in studio. The album, the latest album, Planet of Flowers. We just heard Magic. What are we going to hear? This is new work?
Yeah, this is a brand new exclusive. It's called Argue.
Argue.
Yes.
All right.
And this will be our first time ever performing.
All right. All right. I'll I'll let you guys get up to your instruments, and I will talk you up there. Cullen Bogan, Myron Cherry, and Lily Kay are the Lily Kay Band. Of course, the album I just mentioned was Planet of Flowers. We heard the track Magic. Now we're going to hear a new song from them called Argue. Lily Kay is in residence at the Alice in the lobby of the Soho Hotel every Tuesday, and she's going to be doing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald coming up on May 31st at Untitled. We're going to hear a little Ella tribute coming up, our last performance here at Studio 435. Like I said, they're getting to their instruments, Lily Kay and the Lily Kay Band. Here is the track Argue. Take it away, guys.
Start my love, can't fall apart my love. And when day turns to night, it is you I want by my side. From dusk until dawn, I would sing you a song. At your best, at your worst, I will choose you. With you.
Lily Kay and the Lily Kay Band here in Studio 435 in our Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. And the song Argue, brand new song, her latest album, Planet of Flowers. And she will be in residence. She is, continues to be in residence at the Alice in the lobby of the Soho Hotel on Tuesday nights. She's also doing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald on May 31st at Untitled. We will hear a little of the tribute coming up here right after the break. Studio 435, stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN, Studio 435, Lily Kay and the Lily Kay Band, jazz soul singer whose last studio album, Planet of Flowers, is out. You can see her every Tuesday night at the Alice in the lobby of the Soho Hotel, and she'll be doing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald on May 31st at Untitled. Talk about Ella. Let's talk about this tribute, because we're going to hear something here before we wrap up the show. What does Ella mean to you?
Ella is my favorite vocalist of all time. When I first heard her, that's when my voice finally made sense to me. And I just think she's the queen of phrasing and range, and just her versions of all the standards are just so good. I love her.
It's as a musician who, you know, does tribute work to her. I mean, is it tough to put that stuff together? I mean, I think of her as sort of like,
I mean, it's intimidating because she's so good, but you know, I've been listening to her since I was a wee little thing. And so I have some of her scat solos memorized, and we kind of do odes by that way. But it's still jazz, so we don't want to, completely just copy it. We want to kind of take it and make it our own, but use songs that she has just phenomenal renditions.
What are we going to hear here?
Tonight, we are going to do Round Midnight.
All right, Round Midnight. Lily Kay and the Lily Kay Band. Cullen Bogan, Myron Cherry in studio with Lily Kay. The album Planet of Flowers. Here is the tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. She'll be doing the tribute on May 31st at Untitled. But here is Round Midnight. Take it away, guys.
It begins to tell around midnight. I do pretty well to let down, sundown. Supper time, ooh, I'm feeling sad, I'll see. But it really gets bad around midnight. Mary's always done around midnight. Having got the heart to stand those memories, when my heart is still with you, and on midnight knows it too. When some quarrel we had needs mending, does that mean that our love is ending? Oh, darling, I need you, lately I find that I'm out of you. And I'm out of my mind. So let our love take wing around midnight. Let the angels sing for your returning, till my heart is safe and
feel like I'm in a jazz club. I love it. Studio 435. Lily Kay and the Lily Kay Band. That was Round Midnight. I would say that you're ode to Ella
My
Fitzgerald.
Ode to Ella.
Ode to My Ella. Queen. The tribute to Ella Fitzgerald will be on May 31st at Untitled, just right around the corner from our studio. She can be seen in the Alice, the lobby of the Soho Hotel every Tuesday night. Her album Planet of Flowers, the band Cullen Bogan, Myron Cherry, and of course Lily Kay. I can't thank you guys enough. Thanks for coming in and performing tonight, being guests in Studio 435.